$170 billion in AI capital expenditure in a single quarter from the major tech companies. Microsoft, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, all of them reported earnings this week, and collectively, they have committed to spending at a rate that has never been sustained in corporate history for any single technology category. And here's what makes that number more striking. For the first time, aggregate free cash flow across big tech turned negative in the quarter. They're spending faster than they're generating cash.
Satya Nadella's Microsoft quarter puts that in sharp relief. Microsoft posted $90 billion in quarterly revenue. That's not annual, that's one quarter. And confirmed that Copilot is being positioned as a super app, meaning Microsoft wants Copilot to be the interface layer for everything from code to spreadsheets to Teams conversations. That's an enormous strategic bet on AI as the primary user interface for productivity software.
But the same week Nadella is celebrating the Copilot super app vision, a security researcher published findings that a vulnerability in Copilot, described as an AI worm, has survived 144 days despite Microsoft's attempts to fix it. The specific mechanism is elegant and troubling. A hidden text string embedded in a Word document can instruct Copilot to alter data and propagate the payload to new documents that Copilot subsequently touches. You open a document, Copilot processes it, and the worm spreads through your file ecosystem.
What makes that particularly concerning is the enterprise context. Copilot is being sold specifically to large organizations as a tool that reads and processes internal documents at scale. A worm that propagates through document processing is targeting exactly the use case that Microsoft is monetizing most aggressively. The fact that it's survived 144 days of known reported existence without a successful patch suggests this is a structurally difficult problem, not just a coding oversight.
Google had a more positive AI security story this week, though it comes with its own implications. The company says its Gemini-based automated bug discovery and patching tools fixed 1,072 Chrome security vulnerabilities in just two releases, more than all the security fixes from the prior 23 Chrome versions combined. That's a striking demonstration of what AI-assisted security can accomplish when the tooling works correctly.
The implication I keep returning to is that AI is simultaneously creating new security vulnerabilities like the Microsoft worm and enabling much faster remediation of existing ones like the Chrome bugs. The net effect on security posture is genuinely unclear. You're running faster on both sides of the equation.
Meta's infrastructure disclosure this week was buried in the earnings footnotes, but deserves its own analysis. Meta disclosed $279 billion in off-balance sheet AI data center leases, up 53% from the prior quarter. Off-balance sheet means these commitments don't appear as debt on the balance sheet under current accounting rules, but they represent real financial obligations. When you add that to Microsoft's and Amazon's and Google's disclosed infrastructure commitments, the aggregate capital commitment to AI compute infrastructure in the next 5 years is in the multiple trillions of dollars.
LinkedIn had a more modest but culturally interesting story. The platform launched what it's calling Seems Like AI Slop Flagging Button, a community tool that lets users flag posts they believe are inauthentically AI generated. LinkedIn is simultaneously removing its own built-in AI writing tool and deprioritizing algorithmically flagged posts. It's a fascinating reversal. LinkedIn was one of the early platforms to enthusiastically offer AI writing assistance, and now it's building a detection and suppression layer on top of that.
The authors, getting as little as $5,000 from Anthropic's $1.5 billion copyright settlement, is the kind of detail that tends to define how these deals are remembered. The total settlement number sounds enormous, but when distributed across potentially hundreds of thousands of claimants, it atomizes into amounts that feel dismissive relative to the underlying use of the creative work. This will shape how future AI training data negotiations proceed.